Hello, this is Gary Hutchins with the Sunny Slope Church of Christ in Omaha, Nebraska, and this is today's Bible class. A short Bible study every single day, keeping us in God's Word, which is crucial for the strength and further development of our faith, because faith comes by hearing the Word of God, Romans 10 and verse 17. But it also helps keep us focused on a relationship with God and upon our spiritual lives. You know people who need to change their focus in life, don't you? Who need to grow in their faith, who need to come closer to God, who need to start thinking about their soul's salvation? Help them by getting them into God's Word, by sharing these studies with them every day through Facebook friends, text messages, and other technological means. You may help somebody turn their life around. You may help somebody ultimately get to heaven. What a great blessing for them and for you. So make that commitment and start sharing today. We're going to get back into our line of thought and study, asking the question, are you packed with spiritual survival gear? Is your spiritual survival gear packed? Do you even give a thought to spiritual survival gear? Well, we've used by way of illustration and comparison, we've talked about somebody going off hiking through the woods or out into the wilderness someplace, or going camping someplace, and not at a campground laid out and, you know, kind of, you know, sectioned off and say, you know, you pitch your tent here or you park your camper there. No, they're going out hiking someplace, carrying their gear with them, a tent and so on, and sleeping bags and everything, and they're going off at a trail someplace, hiking through a wilderness area, probably a forest, and they're going someplace out all by themselves, and then they're going to pitch their tent and they're going to set up camp. Well, or maybe it's just an individual who just likes to hike, and so they want to get away from everything, and so they're going out through the woods someplace, maybe going miles and miles, because they enjoy that adventure, seeing something from a different perspective than they've ever seen it before. Well, I understand that. I just love forests. I love mountains, hills. I love being out away from cities and towns and so on and just looking at it. I'm not so anxious to go camping because that's not really my thing. I enjoy hiking, though. But what do you do when you go? Well, you need to make sure you've got some survival gear with you. So we talked about you need a map, a good, accurate map to plot your course, to know where you're going, how to get there, so that you can know how to get back home as well. You need a compass to make sure that you are able to hone in on the accurate directions that you're traveling, so again, you can get back out. You need a light, or maybe a few lights, flashlight, beacon light, whatever it might be, so you can see your way. Even if you're just hiking through the woods, it's a whole lot less light in there, even in the middle of the day, than it is outside because you've got that canopy of trees that are all around you and they're also over your head. So not as much sunlight is getting in there to help you see which way you're going. And then you also need a first aid kit. A first aid kit in case there's an accident. You trip, you fall, you scrape your knee, you cut your hand, maybe you twist your ankle. Well, you need to have a first aid kit so that you can treat yourself or treat somebody who might be with you and has an accident. And you need to know how to use that first aid kit effectively. Make sure you've got the right pieces or the right implements within that first aid kit. Well, so a Christian, we're always traveling through a wilderness in this life, in this world. It's the wilderness of sin. Because as the scriptures tell us, this world is under the sway of the wicked one, and that is the devil. So there's evil all around us. We need to know how to navigate effectively and successfully through this wilderness of sin that we're always traveling through. So we're looking at some spiritual survival gear, and we're making comparisons with physical survival gear. And the first one we're making the comparison with is we need a spiritual roadmap. We need to make sure we know where we're going and how to get there. Now, our ultimate destination ought to be heaven. In fact, that ought to be everybody's ultimate destination. As I said many times in teaching and preaching over many years, if you don't get to heaven, your life's been a failure. Getting to heaven, bottom line, is all that really matters. And some people say, well, what about taking somebody with you? You know, and I've used, and excuse the grammar, but I use the poor grammar for sake of emphasis. If you ain't going, you ain't taking nobody with you. I hope you understand that. For you to have a good positive influence that ultimately will lead your family, your children, your spouse, your friends, your work associates to heaven, you've got to be going there yourself. So you've got to have the right spiritual roadmap, and that is God's Word, the Bible. Remember Psalm 119, verse 105. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. It's our guidebook, keeping us on the right course, keeping us away from sin. We're called to salvation by the gospel message that God communicates to us through His Word. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 13 and 14. The gospel contains or embodies God's power to salvation for all who will believe it. Romans 1 and verse 16. But we've got to read it to know what to believe and how to believe it and how to respond to just coming to an intellectual understanding and belief. We've got to put it into action through obedience and dedication on a consistent basis. It's called the gospel of your salvation in Ephesians 1 and verse 13. Now, in Acts chapter 20 and verse 32, the Apostle Paul is talking to elders from the church at Ephesus. Notice what he says to them. So now, brethren, I commend you to God and to the word of His grace. The Scriptures, in other words, the Bible, which is also able to build you up and give you an inheritance among all those who are sanctified. How is God's Word able to give us, how is the Bible able to build us up and give us an inheritance among the saved, the sanctified? Because it is teaching us God's Word. It is the spiritual roadmap that God has provided for us to guide us through this life. And the devil's trying to get us off track, throwing up all kinds of signs that'll get us off the right track, throwing up roadblocks, all kinds of temptations, and we need to know how to be guided through all of that and staying on the right pathway that will lead us to eternal life in heaven. Well, 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 15, Paul encouraged, he instructed, he motivates us. He says, study, or another translation, be diligent to present yourself approved to God, a worker who does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing or understanding correctly and making the correct applications to your life. So be diligent to present yourself approved to God, a worker who does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. And the word of truth is God's word. So then 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verses 15 through 17. Paul reminds Timothy that from childhood you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise to salvation by faith which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. And then he goes on and says, all Scripture is given by inspiration of God. In other words, it is God's very word. God's very word, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. How many times have you seen TV programs or movies that somebody comes up and they says, I got this map from some guy over here. I paid him $200 for it, and it's a map to a lost treasure, a hidden treasure somewhere up in the mountains or somewhere out in the woods someplace, maybe in a cave someplace. And it turns out to be bogus, doesn't it? Well, Paul tells us God's word guides us to salvation. It is God's very word. It's not bogus. There's no question about it. It is God's very word to guide us through this life effectively and successfully and ultimately to heaven itself, an eternal home with Him in heaven. It is an accurate roadmap, and that's what we want. to guide us and lead us through this life successfully. Well, what's the next implement of survival gear from a spiritual perspective? Well, we said from a physical perspective, we want to take a compass with us to show us true, accurate directions. Well, we want to take a compass with us in our walk through this life. Our compass is our conscience. It is set, it is conditioned within us as God has created us with a soul, and it guides us by God's teachings. At least that's God's intent for us. He created us with a conscience to guide us in morality, in truthfulness, in godliness, according to His Word. Well, the way. Again, we've alluded to, or we've talked about, Matthew chapter 7, verses 13 and 14. Well, let's read those verses at this time. Jesus, our Lord, speaking, He says, "Enter by the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction, and there are many who go by it. Because narrow is the gate and difficult is the way which leads to life, and there are few who find it." Well, if I want to be in heaven, if I want to have eternal life with God my Father and my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit, I need to make sure I'm on the right path. And I need to make sure I'm staying on the right path. I need a moral compass. I need a spiritual compass to guide me to stay straight. And that compass is my conscience. But now my conscience has to be conditioned by God's Word. My conscience has to coincide with true, accurate, and godly faith. And that's going to develop within me as I'm a diligent student of God's Word. In 1 Timothy chapter 4, 1 Timothy chapter 4, and I want us to look at the first two verses in that particular chapter. 1 Timothy chapter 4 and verses 1 and 2. Let me get over there. Okay. Paul wrote, "Now the Spirit expressly says that in latter times some will depart from the faith." They'll get off track. "Giving heed to deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons, speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their own conscience seared with a hot iron." And because their conscience is not working effectively because of how they have conditioned it wrongly, they're off track. And they're off into the wilderness of sin, but not just trying to wend their way through it successfully by God's guidance, through His Word, but they're engulfed in the darkness of sinfulness. We'll pick up here next time, and we'll continue to look at our spiritual compass, and that is our conscience that God has instilled within us as part of our soul, our spiritual being. Let's pray. God, thank You for blessing us with Your Word as our roadmap through life and with our conscience as our compass. Help us to not abuse our conscience and help us to condition it so that it will always keep us on track and warn us of danger that might be in front of us. Please forgive us and hear our prayer, gracious Father. In Jesus' name, amen.